This is the DMT 1-to-1 show, episode 5, recorded on the 11th of April 2013. It's a DMT 1-to-1 show, and this week I'm really happy to have on the show Wolfgang Sanders. Wolfgang is a music consultant as freelance, but also is a project lead and business development at C3S. So that's the reason that we're having him on the show today. So hi Wolfgang, and great to have you on. How's it going?
Hi Andrea. Well, hello.
So, I want to hear all about C3S. You know, we're going to go quite in depth into what you guys do. So first of all, tell me a little bit about generally what C3S is.
Yeah. C3S has much to do with the current situation at Germany, because at the moment right now we have one collecting society for musical content, and this is the GEMA. And there are quite some problems at various areas right now, because they try to invent new tariffs for clubs and for other business, etc. And they are very much colliding interests in very different areas. But where we came in, it's quite a long time before, because we started in 2010, and when together with the guys from Creative Commons Germany, we spoke to GEMA if it's possible to integrate Creative Commons with GEMA, so that creators have the option to also license under Creative Commons. Just as it is right now, they neglected this case, and they didn't want to do it. And this was when we did some kind of research and came up with the idea to do a collecting society on our own, because this is the only way to do it.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, in English, it stands for Cultural Commons Collecting Society. So, yeah. Of course, a strong tie-in with Creative Commons, as you mentioned before. So first of all, let's talk about that. So what are the challenges in Germany and other European territories when it comes to musicians and Creative Commons?
At the moment in Europe, it's like this, that there's only, I think, three countries in which collecting societies are running projects together with Creative Commons, where you can license under Creative Commons as a creator. That's France, the Netherlands, and Denmark. Yeah. And that's it. In the US, it's totally different, because it's based on the law that every collecting society has to offer the possibility to license under Creative Commons as well, which doesn't mean that they're happy about that, because they don't like Creative Commons at all.
Of course.
And just to avoid any misunderstanding, so we don't want to be a collecting society only for Creative Commons, because that doesn't work. And so it's for the non-commercial types of collecting of Creative Commons licenses, for the commercial part of the non-commercial licenses. So if the creator wants to get the money for the use of his songs in a commercial context. And on the other hand, there will be the option to license under regular licenses. So you have the total flexibility, and you can say what you want for a kind of licensing.
Yeah, sure. And of course, looking at the broader picture on creating a new collection society, it's a really bold move. And of course, some may feel that societies like GEMA, for example, have, I've heard comments talking about, the age of the board and the fact that they're not very flexible and not very forward thinking in terms of digital technologies. And but also, of course, there are some huge processes involved in the day-to-day maintenance of a collection process, which are hugely expensive and complex. So that's the first challenge, I guess. Like, how do you plan on starting out C3S as an organism that can meet those problems? Of course.
Yeah. First of all, we want to try to reduce all of the efforts which have to be done by persons right now in collecting societies to do it, do most of the things automatically and by the available technology, yeah. Because this isn't used to a large degree with other collecting societies, and this is what we want to do, for example, when it comes to reporting playlists, etc., and something like that. And this is the one thing. And on the other hand, of course, when we want to build up this kind of architecture for the Cultural Commons Collecting Society, it's a very complex task, and it takes a lot of time, of course. And so we have to focus on different kind of licenses, one after the other. So maybe we start off with a live licensing, and with performance licensing, and go into online licenses after that. One thing which definitely will be a much heavier task is to go into the area of AirPlay.
Yeah.
So this is something we want to address later on.
Yeah, of course. And so, like, there must be some at times, you know, an overlap between artists that want to be with GEMA, but they also want to have music on Creative Commons, because, for example, Creative Commons is a fairly straightforward option to add into any SoundCloud upload, for example, and that's a German service, so it's got a big user base in Germany,
yeah,
as well. So how does that overlap work?
Yeah, right. So on the one hand, you have the people mostly in the DIY area who are doing it for themselves, and that is okay, and they don't have to sign that much, that many contracts, and there's not that much effort to do in business. But when it comes to time that they become more successful, then it's really different, and they want to get AirPlay, they want to be integrated in all the business, and labels are quite suspect about Creative Commons and promoters as well. So it's very difficult, and so right now it's a fact that they're more or less urged by the situation to join GEMA. It's the alternative which is missing right now.
Yeah,
and this is very difficult.
Yeah, sure. And what is the feeling amongst artists in Germany? You feel about some of the latest developments, for example, in regards to the deal with YouTube, because that's one of the big stories that is coming out of Germany right now.
Yeah. So when it comes to YouTube, there's one group of artists, of course, who say, well, we don't want to see our rights, our copyright violated on YouTube, and it's okay what GEMA does. But the vast majority says, well, it's okay if you want to negotiate a fair contract so that we get some money from YouTube, but for get to an end and end that that negotiation with YouTube and settle that contract. And so because it's really devastating what's been done to the music industry right now.
Yeah.
When you get a newsletter from any band in the US and they want to show their new video and you can't watch it. So it's really silly.
Yeah, it's crazy. Looking at the roadmap for C3S, of course, it's, as we said, it's a relatively long process. You guys started in 2010. So what you know, looking on your website, of course, you were looking at becoming a you know, you became a legal body last year, and you're hoping to be recognized as a collection society by the DPMA. Yeah. And has that happened yet? And what's the status on the process?
We're not formed as a legal body as of yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And this is well, one of the big obstacles right now, because we have to look very focused and very detailed on what we're doing for the statutes, that they are very exact, and the same with the business model. Just as I said, that we want to plan which kind of licenses come first and come after that, so that we can work that out. This is the one thing. And as soon as we have done that, we need to get members. And as soon as we have enough members to back up the business model, we can submit our application to the DPMA, the German Patent and Trademark Office, and that's where we can get the license to work as a collecting society.
Yeah, that's right. So it's a relatively complicated, but very complicated process, I'm sure. And do you find that, like, there are restraints or, you know, roadblocks that are put into place? Because, you know, right now, collection societies in Europe are essentially a territorial monopoly, in the sense that there isn't a huge deal of choice when it comes to your own society. So do you find that there's legal roadblocks to setting up an alternative?
I think what most people might see as legal roadblocks, it's very well thought of. It's a kind of conditions that we have to fulfill, because if we cannot fulfill these conditions, then we can't do our work, because we are the ones who have to handle all the money from the artists, from the members, and that must be prepared very, very carefully.
Yeah.
And so I think the most difficult it will become after we are founded. And in particular, when it comes to establishing the C3S in other European countries, because that's what we want to become, a European collecting society, not only for Germany. Germany is only at the point where we want to start. And because in Germany, it's okay if you are going to start another collecting society. It might be difficult, but you're able to do that. But in other countries, for example, like Italy, there it's a real monopoly, and there's only one collecting society. And okay, the EU tries to change that, and there we are completely with the EU, and we hope that things will change, and that by offering an option with C3S, this will help.
Yeah, sure. And yeah, Italy. I remember back in the day when I was I registered with the CIA when I was still like maybe 14 as a songwriter, and you still had to like submit to the most incredible paper forms with the first 8 bars, I think, of a melody line transcribed by hand onto a sheet of paper and then send it off by post. And it was archaic. It was amazing. I hope it's not still like that, because that would be insane. I'm talking about maybe like 12 years ago now, so and so, you know, looking at some of the companies that are making the better use of Creative Commons and the different layers as well of how that can be implemented, I was quite surprised by hearing in your panel at South By that is actually really interesting. I would recommend everybody to go and check out on SoundCloud. I'm going to put the links in the show notes for this interview. One of the artists that were on the panel were talking about how things for them changed overnight when they changed their license from free for non-commercial use to free for commercial use as well, and that really enabled them to get their music licensed on a variety of things, because people, of course, are looking for free music that they can use even in a commercial setting. I mean, the worry on that front is that isn't that sort of a little bit scary, because you can see a company like Samsung, or, you know, a company that, that is big, want to just save on music and just use free Creative Commons rights to be able to have music without paying for it. And at the same time, does that generate enough exposure for the artist to justify the music being free? Do you see a bit of a debate there happening? Because, I mean, I understand if it's a use from an independent filmmaker or somebody that genuinely wouldn't be able to pay for the music. But if you have a Creative Commons free track that is free for everybody for commercial use, and then it's used by a corporation, for example, that poses some questions as to whether they should or shouldn't pay for the music. So what's your take on that? It's kind of a complex issue.
Well, from our point of view, it's like that when a musician creator offers his work and he wants to be paid for it, then he should be paid for it. And it's also it's a bit difficult when there's a large company which kind of urges you to go into a buyout, for example, and make easily money from that. So they have more power to urge you into lower prices, of course. But I think that's right the point where it's necessary to have a stronger partner like a collecting society who really acts in the sense of Creative Commons, and on the other hand also in the sense of the creator. And then you have a totally different position as if you were only one single artist. And that's a very important thing, I think.
Yeah, of course. And just to like clarify for people that might be listening, artists, for example, if you do offer your music and you're allowed to, and you're not with a collection society in Europe or you are in the US, and you offer your music via Creative Commons, and you allow that to be for commercial use as well, what is the process that, like, does the people that end up using the music for commercial use have to get in touch with you anyway? Because I'm sure like a lot of people will be worried or not know enough about Creative Commons to allow that, because they think, oh, maybe anybody can just come and take my music and not even let me know what they're doing with it. So do you know what the process behind that is?
So the process for people licensing on a Creative Commons
On a Creative Commons that is free for commercial use.
So that's one very crucial point, because as soon as you're using Creative Commons as a creator and you're using the so-called non-commercial licenses, it's just a bit misleading, because the licenses only tell the user what he may do or may not do. Yeah. And so if it's a non-commercial license, then he's allowed to use the work in a non-commercial context without checking back with the creator, as long as he mentions who is the creator and where he got the work from. But as soon as this licensee wants to use the work in a commercial context, he has to check back with the creator.
Yeah.
If he does not, and you find out about the misuse of your work in a commercial context, then it's possible, based on Creative Commons licenses, to get into a lawsuit against the non-licensee, because he misused your work. And this is possible because Creative Commons is based on standard copyright.
Yeah.
And this is what a fair amount of people do not know. And it also has happened, especially in the world of images. I think there were lawsuits in Israel and Belgium where people used pictures under Creative Commons in a context which they were not suited for, or they did not had the contract with the creator, and therefore they were sued.
And of course, that's a super important point, because it really makes it more, even more glaring how there is a need for a society like yourselves that can take care of people that are using Creative Commons to help them and to organize them into guaranteeing their, you know, their rights as well. Because of course, you know, if you're a single individual independent musician and you don't have any backing of any sort, it may be very daunting to enter into any sort of litigation of that size. So of course, having somebody like C3S to back you, that would be pretty great. And so. Looking at sort of the next 12 months, what are your biggest challenges as an organization? Like, you know, are you looking for support? Does that come from public funding, or are you looking for private people to help yes. the organization?
Well, that's exactly the biggest challenge to get the funding to get it all started, because right at the in the first time we will need quite a large sum of money because we need the IT structure, the architecture build, etc. And so it will become quite expensive. And the problem is we are a non-profit organization, and therefore most people will not be interested in investing money. And on the other hand, we don't want to be independent from large companies, say, for example, Google. And that's not our interest. And exactly like you said, we are going first after public funding, and we started the first submissions right now to see if we can get the money, because then we can also get more people in the team, and it will be just another way of working than it is right now, because everyone in the team is doing it for free right now.
Of course.
And we have to concentrate on what we're doing, and we can only do it if we also get some money for it.
Because of course, yeah.
It doesn't work.
Otherwise, it doesn't work. Yeah, I know that. And no, it's a great project, and absolutely, I would recommend everybody to go and check out. It's c3s.cc, and I think if you go onto the main site, it starts in German, but there's a big link on to get the page in English. So that's pretty straightforward, and you can find all the information about C3S that you need. Of course, you can also get in touch with the organization through the website in case you wanted to help or support or give your advice or your opinion on what they're doing. I'm sure they would appreciate it. And it was absolutely great having you on the show, Wolfgang. I really look forward to hearing what the developments on C3S are going to be in the next few months and few years.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
If you enjoyed the show, remember to check out our weekly music tech news show on digitalmusictrends.com.